Get ready for the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello, everyone. This is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen, and welcome to our program, Who's Who in the Martial Arts. I am the publisher and author of The Martial Arts Masters and Pioneers. And one of the things that we really want to do is to share with the world who are the martial artists that are making a difference in the lives of others. And today we have Mimi Jakes, and she's in our book this year, really learning a lot about her. I have a bio in front of me, learning a lot about her and the different things that she is doing in the martial arts. She is a doctor, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. And what does that really mean? So again, I'm getting an education on some things here today. Hey, Mindy, how you doing?
Hi, good, Jesse. Good to see you today.
Good. It's glad to have you on our program.
It's an honor to be
here. And I
know
for yes, ma'am, it's an honor to have you. You know, it's great to have the ladies show up. When I say show up, that means have you ladies involved in the program. For a lot of our books and searching for martial artists, we find a lot of guys, but really to have you represent the ladies and to learn about what you do, which is very impressive. So let's start off talking about you. If you would just introduce yourself to everyone, and then we'll get into, you know, your martial arts background and some of the things that you're doing.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mindy Jakes. I am in Fleming Island, Florida, working at Cam Lee Center. And at Cam Lee Center, I am an acupuncture physician and doctor of oriental medicine. And that's my full-time life mission now. So I also teach Qigong, and I think we'll get into asking and talking more about that in a minute. Is that good for starters, Jesse?
Oh, well, that's great. That is great. Well, what got you motivated to get involved in the martial arts?
It was happenstance, actually. I was involved in a summer camp, and you could pick when I was 12 years old, and you could pick what you wanted to do, and of all the things, you know, academic and otherwise, there was a two-week boot camp in Taekwondo, and I thought, that's for me. And that started off my interest in the martial arts about age 12, which
Great.
Has continued
well,
unabated since.
I know, in the martial arts, we all have a story of getting started in the martial arts and how it's changed our lives. And really, everyone, our biography book is about telling that story and how others can grow from our stories and how they may be going through some things that we've already been through that helps us to become better. Again, my story, you know, started off, I was picked on all the way through elementary and high school and never did sports. And at the age of 21, I discovered a martial arts instructor. And at that moment, my life changed in doing that. So tell us a little bit about your medical things you're doing. I think this is unique with a lot of our martial artists that we have in the book. I don't know if we have anyone that's doing acupuncture or anything like that. So tell us, how did you get involved into the science?
So yeah, let me go back just a little bit back into Taekwondo. After my introduction into Taekwondo, my parents decided that it was not appropriate for me to be practicing martial arts, and I was little and picked on as well, and so I really wanted it, but I had to put that on hold until in my 20s, I found Taekwondo again in Georgia and studied that for years. That also opened the door into the Eastern way of thinking, the Eastern philosophical way of thinking, as I got introduced not just to Taekwondo at that time, but also started learning more about the Chinese martial arts, Kung Fu, et cetera. And then eventually, as the years progressed and I got older, I became a paramedic, which then further interested me in medicine. Then moving on, as I had gotten myself pretty beat up after years of practicing the hard martial art of Taekwondo, enjoyable as it was, I needed my hands not to get broken as a paramedic to continue to do my work. And I found the internal martial arts, Qin Tai Chi Chuan. So I don't know if you know much about Qin Tai Chi, but it's very much an internal martial art while simultaneously keeping the yin-yang balance of hard and soft, and cultivates internal power, spiral internal power. So after training that for years and doing an internship in China, with that, I became even more interested in Chinese medicine. And I saw how in China, it was just as natural as you might go to the drugstore here for something. You would just go to your Chinese medicine store in China. Every is completely accepted by everyone. And I saw how effective it was. And under Master Cam Lee and Dr. Lee as well, Doctor of Oriental Medicine that he is, he helped heal me of some internal problems that I had. I saw the power of the medicine and left being a practicing paramedic to become a Doctor of Oriental Medicine. Alongside that, continuing the internal martial arts and then developing further into Qigong as a way to help people heal themselves from the inside out, and as a way for martial artists to then cultivate that internal power and help heal themselves. On the flip side, the hard and the soft, the yin-yang balance. So, kind of nutshell there.
Well, that's great, because a lot of times martial artists, we only think about the hard, destructive side of the martial arts. You punch someone the martial arts is that powerful tool of teaching you about yourself and understanding the energy that we have, and that energy can be used for a healing energy. Even in our touch, we can begin to heal. And this is the way the martial arts used to be, back in May, until we became so much, you had to be a tournament competitor, you had to do all those other things. And this is what our book is about. It's not always about the champions, but it's about who's doing other things that are martial arts related to help to be a positive factor, a benefit not only to ourselves, but in a benefit to others. So this is it's really key. Now, where are you located?
Fleming Island, Florida. The closest major city is Jacksonville, Florida. So North Florida.
Okay, great. So how many people do you see do you have a lot of patients that you see?
I do. I see about 14 patients a day on average. And then my classes average about 14 to 18 people as well.
Okay.
Each class.
Well, let's talk about meditation for a second. And we talked so much about the physical side. What about that? What about meditation? Is meditation good for us? Tell people we do it all the time, whether or not we know it or not,
Right.
So give us a little understanding of that mind-body connection.
What you say is so true. We teach in Chinese medicine that you can't separate the mind from the body, that they are all one and the same. One thing martial arts does is help bring you into your body and inhabit your body and understand your body. So it's such a great aid for that. Then if we add meditation into that, and meditation doesn't have to be still. People think of meditation as, well, I just have to sit there for 20 minutes or an hour. But meditation is simply breathing, allowing your breath to inform your movements. And a kata can be meditation, a form can be meditation. It is simply inhabiting the body in that moment, the breath, the body, the mind, all working in unison. In Chinese, we say yi qi li, the intent or the intellect drives the chi or the energy, which drives the result. So that's when healing takes place. Can I backtrack into some Western medical science for a moment? We have the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system. The sympathetic, fight or flight, and we have the parasympathetic, the rest and digest. And martial arts, the hard side encompasses that sympathetic, and the soft side then encompasses, and the meditation encompasses the parasympathetic, and that is where healing takes place. So it's a great time to spend in meditation to heal the injuries and the sicknesses that we accrue just through life, through martial arts, however it may happen. So again, that balance of the hard and the soft, we have to have both.
And this is why I advocate for martial artists to start doing certifications, learning meditation, and teaching this as a part of their class. More than just sitting down, closing your eyes, but really teaching and understanding. And this is a great time for us to do something like that, you know, in the midst of a pandemic, and we may not be doing a lot of teaching. Well, this is the time we should do a lot of learning. And I started the Duke University. I was at Duke University for 27 years. And one of the classes that I taught was mindfulness meditation. And that was a really popular class. And this was when, you know, meditation is now being accepted. And that was a great thing about being at Duke University, which is a really forward-thinking institution. And that mindfulness class, along with the martial arts class, I had six classes I taught on the physical education. But that was a good benefit to the hard things of kickboxing, MMA, but learning to do that. Then we went on to teach it into sports performance training. And like I said, I have a certification in sports hypnosis, really helping athletes break through those barriers. And we all have that. And we all go through a state of meditation. You have to release and let go in order to go to sleep. So you have to bring yourself to a meditative state in order to relax, to let go, to just go to sleep. If you are thinking about something over and over in your head and really focusing on it, then you're actually meditating because you're impressing that emotion. You know, one of the things I do in my class is I have people to think about a lemon. I have them to reach their arm out, pick up a lemon half and pull it over their head to visualize squeezing the juice out, and their mouth begins, saliva builds in their mouth. And if you like the lemon, you go, man, oh yeah, that, man, that was great. Or, oh, that didn't, they're making all these faces. Then I have to tell them, you know, you really didn't have a lemon, right? And they're looking at me like I'm crazy, right? But that's what happens, because we have impressed all of this information on the internal side, and we can go back and pull this information up. And if it makes you feel bad, and every time you pull it up, you're going to feel bad. If it makes you feel good. So we can control our thinking. And then a meditative state is that deeper side to help us to be able to program release. Like I said, sleep for the body, healing of the body, all of these things are very important to be able to do. So in your martial arts journey, from, you know, being a, you know, young lady just getting started, which is about 12 years old, how do you feel the martial arts has really impact you? And if you had to if a young lady came up and they were trying to find themselves, would you recommend martial arts for them?
I would recommend martial arts to absolutely everyone. What has it done for me? It's so difficult, and I'm to just even put that in a nutshell, and I'm sure those you talk to will say the same thing, but what has it done for me? It helps you grow from the inside out as a human being, becoming aware of your body, but not just your body, your mind, your soul, and that connection. Then of course, the martial arts. If it weren't for the martial arts, if it weren't for 12-year-old me attending that boot camp, I wouldn't be here now. I would not be a doctor of oriental medicine. I would have not been introduced to the concepts of meditation and understanding how to heal myself and understanding how to help others heal themselves from the inside out through the power of the martial arts and through the power of meditation, Qigong, and help them connect to themselves. And martial arts then has allowed me to come here where I can give back and help others empower and heal themselves, which is the ideal goal for me. Help people realize that they are their own best physician. Each of us can become our own best physician. So what's it done for me?
The great.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's my testimony also. I have no idea what I would be, where I would be, or, you know, this, you know, almost 50 years in the martial arts. I'm from the eastern part of North Carolina. I'd probably be a farmer. There's nothing wrong with farming, but I don't think I would make a great farmer. You know, my dad, I think I was at the beginning of that change of those generations that, okay, that won't work. And this is great, and thank you, because this is what our book is about. It's about sharing the stories. I know that we have you on a support program, and this is where you have supporters that are backing you. They want copies of the books because you have shared your story. They want to share part of that. So how does that make you feel when you look and you see that people are supporting you because they want to read about your story, they want to know about you? How does that make you feel that others respect, cherish, and would like to be there supporting you, and any information about your journey, they have a motivation in? How does that make you feel knowing that people think of you that way?
A little astonished, honestly. Taken aback in a good way. You know that people are out there returning the love to me that I give or try to give out every day. And simultaneously, it's quite humbling. And I pause and think, yes, this is why I do this. It's reaffirming and it's inspiring. I think I'm as inspired by my patients and students as they claim to be inspired by me. Every day I learn something from my patients and my students that I can then take into my practice and give back to others. So honored and surprised. Happy, certainly.
Well, yeah, but this is what we want to do, because unless we tell our story, no one else will know it. So when we tell our story, I'm hoping that I'm having a few internet issues here, but I'm hoping that this is a good video interview that someone out there will see it, will become inspired by your story, that will begin to pursue. But if we don't share these stories, we're not doing the martial arts justice. You know, back in the day, we felt like there was some great secret that we had to hold. You know, when you have to talk about yourself, that's arrogance or something else. But when your students and your family and your friends, when they speak of you in a positive manner, you know, that is about respect. And unless we can share about the martial arts, our journey, and, you know, if we dealt with bullying, for parents to realize we're now black belts or high-ranked martial arts, and the martial arts helped us to develop the confidence to stand up to the bully, or the confidence that nobody picks on you anymore. And in many cases in bullying, it is because that person recognized we don't have the confidence and they can do those things because they don't think we will fight back or do anything about it. But when someone now can have a chance to realize that we have already resolved problems that were in our lives and it's helped us, then they may be going through the same thing. But if we don't share the story, then, you know, no, we cannot, the martial arts cannot help, because it is beyond the physical thing of doing. it is also about the mental, just the image of you, you know, which are with the medical side, you know, I see you there, I see the background, it looks sort of like a healing background, you know, behind you with the pictures and everything. Mm-hmm. But you see, that's, we have is the image, just that image may help someone decide to become a martial artist and follow down your path.
I hope I do inspire someone, I really do. One more thing, we've talked about this, but on the flip side of the healing that I do, and I think I had mentioned this earlier to you, I do teach self-defense classes, and one of my goals of reaching out here is to help make self-defense available to anyone and everyone, effective techniques, because bullying is a problem and it's growing today, and everyone needs to feel that they can walk down the street or go shopping or go to school and have that confidence and have the strength. Not that you ever want anybody to have to use it or show it off in any type of grand way, but to just have the muscle memory and the training that your body will just react for you to help get you out of a situation. So I feel like that's another aspect of the balance and training that I'm trying to bring to my students. And you don't have to be young and fit to learn good self-defense techniques.
Well, you know, that is the key, and that is the foundation most people enter martial arts on, is that self-defense side. And that's the confidence side. And again, confidence is becoming confident with your own body. Yes. And you know, the martial arts is great because it provides the tools of visualization. You know, you can now, and you learn to become creative. So I look at the martial arts as a big part as that right brain training, that side that helps me to become more creative, not just my intellectual side, but my creative side. And when you're dealing with self-defense and you are confident, that is the most important tool. And when you the more that we practice our self-defense, and you know, that is the foundation that we stack everything on top of. We talk about the mental side, well, that's stacked on top of that physical side. And when you have a great teacher, and I always think of the martial arts is the martial art. It is the martial artists that teach you. And this is really why it's cool that you have a good teacher, because that teacher will influence your life and will make a difference in your life. So finding a good teacher is very crucial in your martial arts journey.
Absolutely, absolutely. I have been lucky in that regard through the years to grow through the right teacher as I continued my journey from Taekwondo through Chin Tai Chi Chuan to today, to the medicine.
Well, you know, that is great. I'd like you again for coming on our program. We've just renamed it today. We're going back to Who's Who in the Martial Arts. And again, you're being featured in our second edition of our Chuck Norris Masters and Pioneers book, which is a really great book. It's one of the largest books coming out. So right now the book will have about 660 pages. So it makes it a massive book. And it is the history book of today's martial artists. And thank you for being a part. Thank you for sharing your story. And if there's anything that we can ever do for you, please, you know, let us know.
Thank you so much, Jesse. It's been an honor to be here and talk to you today, and I'm just honored to be included.
Hey, everyone, this is Jesse Bowen. Remember, check out our website, and that is www.whoswhointhemartialarts. You still have time to nominate your martial arts hero. Coming up on December the 5th will be the release of the second edition of the Martial Arts Masters and Pioneers. We're going to be also hosting the Emerging Leaders Leadership Conference. And one of the key elements that I really want to push for the martial arts is about leadership, about being educated as a leader. What can we do? We're going to have several guest speakers on, and they're not martial artists. I've reached out to other world-renowned speakers, Laura Silva. She is the daughter of Jose Silva, an international figure in transformation. And this is where we are right now as we're going through this pandemic. People are discovering they're having to rewrite their lives, reinvent themselves. And this is a great time to for this to be an opportunity for you to change your life, improve your life. This is that opportunity. So don't think of this as it's horrible. And I know in many cases, this is not a good situation, but our mindset that we're gonna get through it, we're gonna move forward. This is the opportunity for me to better my life. Again, this is Jesse Boeing. Be blessed. And remember, check out our website. We got a lot of great martial artists we're gonna be interviewing. So remember, if you know someone that would like to share their story, then please go to our website and nominate them. Hey, everyone, be blessed, and we'll see you the next time.